School sends sheriff to order child to stop sharing Bible verses. A public school in California ordered a 7-year-old boy to stop handing out Bible verses during lunch, and they dispatched a deputy sheriff to the child's home to enforce the directive. See, the boy's mother made it a practice of including a Bible verse and an encouraging note in her son's lunch bag. The boy would tell his friends about the note and read them aloud at the lunch table. It wasn't long before children asked for copies of the notes, and his mother obliged, including a brief note to explain the daily Bible verse. But later the teacher called and said her son would no longer be able to share the Bible verses because he was not allowed to share such things while at school. The Liberty Council said the school would only allow the child to distribute the Bible verses outside the school gate after the bell rang. They say the teacher told him that her son could no longer read or share Bible verses or stories at lunch, citing separation of church and state. And on May 9th, the school's principal decided to implement a complete ban on the Bible verse sharing. The Liberty Council alleges the boy was ordered to stop handing out notes because it was against school policy. The principal told the boy and his father to move to a public sidewalk. They complied with the principal's demand. It would be but just a few hours later that the family had a knock at their front door. It was the deputy sheriff. The deputy sheriff said he had been sent by the school. The deputy went on to tell the parents that the school was worried that someone might be offended by the Bible verses. It was outrageous and should shock the conscience of every freedom-loving American. Apparently, all the real criminals have been dealt with, and now they're going after kids who share Bible verses during lunchtime. It appears that the deputy sheriff was dispatched to the home as a part of a strategy to intimidate the family. I would expect something like this to happen in communist Romania, where I went to elementary school, but cops don't bully 7-year-olds who want to talk about Jesus in the land of the free, he said. This is just one more example of how wicked the public school system is, how wicked this country has become, and how far away from the founding on God's word that we have come as a country. So not only is it okay for the boys to go into the girls' room, the girls' restroom, or even take a shower in the girls' locker room, but now they can't even share a Bible verse with their friends at lunchtime. Come on. So, yeah, let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to subscribe to our channel so that you will not miss a video. Thanks for watching.